Begin by becoming aware of your body. Feel the energy in your toes, feet, and legs. Bring your attention to your knees, thighs, and hips. Now shift your focus to your abdomen, chest, and shoulders. Notice your arms, hands, and fingers. Finally, feel the energy in your neck, face, and head. As you settle into this awareness, imagine yourself standing at the edge of your mat, ready to begin your yoga practice. Picture yourself standing tall, feet hip-width apart. Your weight is evenly distributed between both feet. Imagine grounding down through the four corners of each foot. Your legs are strong, engaged, and steady. Feel your kneecaps lifting slightly as your thighs engage. Your pelvis is neutral, neither tilting forward nor backward. Your spine is long, with each vertebrae stacked one on top of the other. Imagine your shoulders rolling back and down away from your ears as your chest opens up. Your arms are by your sides, palms facing forward. Picture your head balanced effortlessly on top of your spine, with the crown of your head reaching toward the sky. Take a moment to feel the stability and strength in this pose, grounding yourself in the present moment. Now visualize yourself hinging at the hips, leading with your chest as you fold forward. Imagine the lengthening in your spine as you lower your torso towards your legs. Your hands reach down toward the floor, either resting on the ground, your shins, or wherever feels comfortable. Allow your head to hang heavy, releasing any tension in your neck. Feel the stretch in the back of your legs, from your hamstrings down to your calves. Picture yourself breathing deeply into the stretch, letting go of any tightness or discomfort with each exhale. Your knees can be slightly bent or straight, whichever feels more comfortable in your body. Hold this pose, feeling the gentle pull of gravity as it deepens the stretch in your back and legs. Next, imagine yourself coming into a halfway lift. Your hands move to your shins or thighs, depending on what feels right for you. Picture your spine lengthening as you lift your chest and gaze forward. Your back is flat, almost parallel to the ground, and your core is engaged to support your lower back. Visualize the lengthening from the crown of your head to your tailbone, creating a straight line. Feel the stretch in your hamstrings as you maintain this lifted position. Take a few breaths here, feeling the strength and stability in your legs and core. Transitioning into plank pose, picture yourself stepping one foot back at a time until your body forms a straight line from your head to your heels. Your hands are directly under your shoulders, fingers spread wide, pressing firmly into the mat. Imagine engaging your core, drawing your navel towards your spine. Your legs are strong and straight, with your heels pressing back as if against an invisible wall. Feel the strength in your shoulders and arms as they support your body weight. Your gaze is slightly forward, keeping your neck in line with your spine. Hold this pose, feeling the power and stability in your entire body. Now imagine yourself lowering into Chaturanga Dandasana. Your elbows bend at a 90-degree angle, keeping them close to your sides. Picture yourself lowering your body in a controlled manner, maintaining the strength in your core and legs. Your shoulders stay in line with your elbows, not dipping below them. Feel the engagement in your triceps and chest as you lower yourself just a few inches above the ground. Your body remains in a straight line from head to heels, strong and steady. From Chaturanga, visualize yourself transitioning into upward facing dog. Imagine your chest lifting as you roll over your toes, bringing the tops of your feet to the mat. Your arms straighten as you press your hands into the ground, lifting your chest and opening your heart. Your shoulders roll back away from your ears as your gaze lifts slightly. Picture your thighs lifting off the mat, supported by the strength of your legs. Feel the stretch in your chest, shoulders, and abdomen as you open up into this backbend. Now, imagine yourself moving into downward facing dog. Your hips lift up and back, forming an inverted V shape with your body. Your hands are shoulder width apart, pressing firmly into the mat with your fingers spread wide. Picture your feet hip width apart, grounding down through your heels, even if they don't touch the mat. Your spine lengthens as you press your chest towards your thighs. Feel the stretch along your entire back body, from your hands down to your heels. Your head hangs freely, releasing any tension in your neck. Hold this pose, breathing deeply and feeling the full body stretch and strength in this position. From downward facing dog, visualize yourself stepping your right foot forward between your hands, coming into warrior Y. Your back foot turns slightly inward, grounding down through the outer edge. Imagine your front knee bending to stack directly over your ankle, while your back leg remains strong and straight. Your hips square to the front, and your torso lifts as you reach your arms overhead. Picture your fingers reaching toward the sky, while your shoulders remain relaxed away from your ears. Feel the stretch in your hip flexors and the strength in your legs as you hold this powerful pose. Next, imagine transitioning into Warrior Two. Your back foot turns out slightly, aligning with the short edge of your mat. Your front knee remains bent, but your hips open to the side. Picture your arms extending out to the sides, parallel to the ground, with your palms facing down. Your gaze shifts over your front hand, focusing on a point in the distance. Feel the strength in your legs, the openness in your hips, and the power in your extended arms. Hold this pose, embodying the warrior spirit, strong and focused. Now visualize yourself moving into reverse warrior. Your front leg remains bent as you lift your front arm up and back, reaching towards the sky. Your back hand gently rests on your back leg, providing support. Picture the side body stretch as you reach up and over, lengthening through your ribs and waist. Your gaze can follow your front hand, looking up toward the sky. Feel the expansion and openness in your chest and side body, breathing deeply into the stretch. Transitioning from reverse warrior, imagine yourself coming into extended side angle. Your front arm lowers, bringing your elbow to rest on your front thigh or your hand to the ground inside your front foot. Your back arm reaches overhead, creating a long diagonal line from your back foot to your fingertips. Picture your chest opening up toward the sky as you rotate your torso slightly. Feel the stretch along your side body, from your back heel through your fingertips. Your legs remain strong and grounded, supporting you in this extended pose. Next, imagine transitioning into triangle pose. Your front leg straightens as you reach your front hand forward, lengthening your torso. Your hand lowers to your shin, ankle, or the ground outside your front foot, depending on your flexibility. Your back arm reaches up toward the sky, creating a straight line with your shoulders stacked on top of each other. Picture your chest opening as you rotate your torso slightly, and your gaze can follow your top hand or look straight ahead. Feel the stretch in your hamstrings and the openness in your chest as you hold this pose. Now visualize yourself standing up and stepping your feet wide apart, preparing for a wide-legged forward fold. Your feet are parallel and your hands come to your hips. Imagine hinging at the hips as you fold forward, keeping your spine long. Your hands reach down to the ground, or you can grab onto your ankles or shins. Picture your head hanging heavy, releasing any tension in your neck. Feel the stretch in your hamstrings, inner thighs, and lower back as you hold this pose. Your legs remain strong and engaged, supporting your upper body as you fold deeper into the stretch. Coming back to standing, imagine yourself transitioning into tree pose. Shift your weight onto your left foot, grounding down through the sole of your foot. Picture your right foot lifting and coming to rest either on your left ankle, shin, or inner thigh, avoiding the knee. Your hands come together at your heart center or reach overhead, growing your branches. Feel the stability in your standing leg and the openness in your hips as you balance in this pose. Your gaze is soft, focused on a point in front of you. Hold this pose, feeling the connection between your body and the earth, grounded and strong like a tree. Next, imagine yourself coming to a seated position on your mat, extending your legs straight out in front of you. Your feet are flexed and your spine is tall. Picture yourself hinging at the hips as you fold forward over your legs. Your hands reach towards your feet, shins, or wherever feels comfortable. Feel the stretch in your hamstrings, calves, and lower back as you fold deeper into the pose. Imagine your spine lengthening with each inhale and softening with each exhale, allowing you to gradually deepen the stretch. Your neck is relaxed, and your gaze is gently directed toward your feet or down toward your legs. Stay in this pose for several breaths, feeling the connection between your breath and the sensations in your body, embracing the calm and quiet that this forward fold brings. Now visualize yourself shifting into head-to-knee pose. From your seated position, bend your right knee and bring the sole of your right foot to rest against your left inner thigh. Your left leg remains extended straight out in front of you. Picture yourself lengthening your spine as you inhale, and as you exhale, gently fold forward over your extended left leg. Your hands reach towards your left foot, ankle, or shin, depending on your flexibility. Feel the stretch along the back of your left leg and the gentle twist in your torso as you rotate slightly towards your extended leg. Imagine your breath flowing smoothly, helping you to relax deeper into the pose. Hold this stretch, appreciating the balance between effort and ease. After releasing from head to knee pose, imagine yourself sitting tall with both legs extended in front of you. Now bend your right knee and cross your right foot over your left leg, placing it on the outside of your left knee. Your left leg remains extended, or you can bend it, bringing your left foot near your right hip. Picture your right hand coming behind you for support as you inhale, lengthening your spine. With your exhale, imagine twisting your torso to the right, bringing your left elbow to the outside of your right knee, or wrapping it around your right leg. Feel the twist, starting from your lower back, moving up through your spine, and finishing with your head gently turning to look over your right shoulder. Imagine each breath helping you deepen the twist, creating more space between your vertebrae. Hold this pose, feeling the detoxifying effect of the twist as it stimulates your digestive organs and massages your spine. Now visualize yourself lying down on your back with your knees bent and feet hip-width apart, flat on the mat. Your arms are by your sides, palms facing down. As you inhale, imagine pressing through your feet to lift your hips towards the sky, coming into bridge pose. Your thighs are parallel and your chest lifts toward your chin, creating an arch in your lower back. Picture your shoulder blades drawing together beneath you, supporting your upper body as you lift. Feel the strength in your legs, glutes, and lower back as you hold this pose, breathing deeply and steadily. Each breath helps to expand your chest and stretch your front body while engaging your back body to maintain the lift. After releasing bridge pose, imagine transitioning into supported shoulder stand. Visualize yourself lying on your back, bringing your knees into your chest. With a strong core, picture yourself lifting your hips off the mat, bringing your legs overhead. Your hands support your lower back as you lift your legs straight up toward the ceiling. Imagine your body forming a straight line from your shoulders to your feet. Feel the gentle pressure on your neck and shoulders as you hold this inverted pose. Your gaze is soft, directed towards your toes or the sky above. Picture the calm and stillness in this pose, allowing the blood to flow back toward your heart, revitalizing your entire system. Hold this pose, breathing deeply and embracing the sense of balance and harmony it brings. From shoulder stand, imagine transitioning into fish pose. Lower your legs back down to the mat and release your hands from your lower back. Picture yourself lying flat on your back with your legs extended and your arms by your sides. Now visualize yourself arching your back, lifting your chest toward the sky as you gently rest the crown of your head on the mat. Your arms can remain by your sides, or you can place your hands under your hips for support. Feel the deep stretch in your throat, chest, and shoulders as you open up in this pose. Imagine the breath flowing freely through your open chest, expanding your lungs fully with each inhale. Hold this pose, enjoying the heart-opening effects and the rejuvenation it brings. Now imagine yourself coming back to a seated position, preparing to revisit seated forward bend. Your legs are extended straight out in front of you, feet flexed. Once again, visualize yourself lengthening your spine as you inhale, and as you exhale, fold forward over your legs. Feel the deepening of the stretch in your hamstrings, calves, and lower back as you return to this familiar pose. Picture your breath guiding you deeper into the fold with each exhale, releasing any remaining tension in your body. Hold this pose, enjoying the calm and centering effect it has on your mind and body. Next, Imagine yourself transitioning into bound angle pose. From your seated position, bend your knees and bring the soles of your feet together, allowing your knees to open out to the sides. Your feet are close to your pelvis and your hands gently hold onto your feet or ankles. Picture yourself sitting tall with your spine lengthening upward. As you inhale, imagine lifting your chest. And as you exhale, gently fold forward from your hips, bringing your chest closer to your feet. Feel the stretch in your inner thighs and hips as you hold this pose. Your breath is steady, helping you to relax deeper into the stretch. Hold this pose, appreciating the openness and flexibility it brings to your hips. Now imagine yourself lying back into reclining bound angle pose. From bound angle pose, gently lower your back to the mat while keeping the soles of your feet together and your knees open to the sides. Picture your arms resting by your sides or gently placed on your abdomen, feeling the rise and fall of your breath. Visualize the gentle stretch in your inner thighs and the relaxation in your hips as you settle into this restorative pose. Hold this position, feeling the deep sense of relaxation and grounding it brings. After a few breaths in reclining bound angle pose, imagine transitioning into happy baby pose. Picture yourself lying on your back, bringing your knees towards your chest. Your arms reach to grab the outsides of your feet or your ankles, with your knees bent and open wide. Visualize yourself gently pressing your feet toward the ceiling, with your knees moving towards your armpits. Feel the stretch in your hips and the gentle pressure on your lower back as you rock slightly from side to side. Imagine the playfulness and ease of this pose, allowing any remaining tension in your body to melt away. Next, visualize yourself transitioning into supine twist. From your back, extend your arms out to the sides in a T shape. Bring your right knee into your chest and then cross it over your body to the left side, allowing your right hip to lift off the mat. Your right knee rests on the ground or a cushion while your gaze gently turns to the right, looking over your extended right arm. Feel the gentle twist in your spine and the stretch in your chest and shoulders. Picture yourself breathing deeply into the twist, allowing your body to release any tightness or discomfort. Hold this pose, appreciating the calming and restorative effects of the twist. Finally, imagine yourself transitioning into Savasana, the final pose of your yoga practice. Visualize yourself lying flat on your back with your legs extended and your arms resting comfortably by your sides, palms facing up. Your feet fall naturally open and your entire body feels heavy and relaxed. Picture yourself melting into the mat, releasing any remaining tension or stress. Your breath is soft and natural, flowing effortlessly in and out. Hold this pose for as long as you like, allowing your body and mind to fully absorb the benefits of your yoga practice. Embrace the stillness and peace that Savasana brings, feeling completely at ease and in harmony with yourself.